but something that got in the way of itself. Trying to get
over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming.
And that was Crystal Blue Persuasion, and this is Luke, and you are listening to...
This is Rana, and you are listening to...
91.5 FM, WNMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. That was very elegantly done.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the show, Elephant Loaf, where I interview a different guest every week. This week, we have special guest Rana here with us.
Hello.
Introduce yourself however you would like to.
I'm special guest Rana. Luke and I know each other from a group known as Beats, where we bang everything at Tufts. I'm a sophomore. I'm happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
And let's get into
it. Let's get into it. Yeah. You picked one of my favorite questions that people don't generally pick.
Which one?
What's your favorite color? What's your most favorite shade of it? And what's your least favorite shade of it?
Okay. I saw this and I've been talking about my favorite color a lot recently, so I was glad to pick it. I feel like my favorite color is purple.
Excellent choice.
As like a blanket choice, purple. Yep. Right off the bat. Favorite shade? I'm going to say like a nice burgundy, like a plum.
Yeah.
Like a nice jam.
Like a deep sort of dark purple.
Yeah, like
it's kind
dark,
of warm a
kind
little
of
bit.
Magenta-y, sure. Kind of red, but it's still purple.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, still purple, but like there's hints of some other stuff going on.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Mhm.
I'd say like least favorite shade probably like I don't know, like maybe like a really like light faded out one. Like that's boring.
Yeah.
That's boring. Get that out of my face.
Pastels are fun and cool, but it's less saturation, you know?
2016. Yeah.
Let's
move on.
That's in the past.
It is. It's behind us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Has purple always been your favorite color?
I feel like it has. I feel like during childhood, definitely like pink was a top contender, but it was like pink and purple.
Yep.
Pink and purple.
Can't
and
have
just
one without
purple. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Definitely. And purple just kind of won out, so.
For sure.
Yeah.
So before the show, we were talking about how we were going to plot world domination on this show.
Yeah.
This isn't a question that you chose, but just like let's get into that.
Yeah.
Is it sort of like a like we start with viral videos and then just like everyone believes in us sort of thing?
Yeah. Like I feel like my vision was like I feel like this like the setup in here reminds me of like the videos I see of like the really controversial like radio show people like talking about crazy things.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, like the videos of like Joe Rogan or like what's the other guy's name? Like Andrew Tate.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
The bald one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, and like InfoWars and things like that.
Yes, exactly. And they're just like saying the most like random things, like not fact checked at all. Like
absurd.
I was
stuff.
Envisioning a video of us, like talking in that kind of setup, and it's like blowing up on all social media platforms.
Sure. Yeah.
And everyone's like, "Oh my God, look at what these two people are talking about! Whoa!
What a controversial opinion!
Oh my God!
Pastel
we,
purple
we
is
like,
out.
Get a following, and then we like start a business, and then we get all this funding, and then it's really just it's downhill for
sort
everyone else from there. Yeah.
Corporate takeover.
Uh-huh.
You know, we've got merch lines, but
merch.
Then we start buying grocery stores, and all of a sudden we're like a mega corporation.
And suddenly we control everything.
And just
you
like
can't
people look
take
away
a single
for too
step
long
without being under our influence.
That's wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm gonna
the
need
the phone
to,
in your hand.
Yep.
The earbuds in your ears.
Mm-hmm.
The clothes on your back.
It's all branded.
Us. It's all us.
After us.
It's all us.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's compelling.
That's the vision.
Have you read Ender's Game? As a
I have not. I did watch the movie.
Sure. So
I did watch the movie.
There's a plot line in Ender's Game that I think is downplayed in the movie, but like. Ender goes off to space and does his whole thing.
Yeah.
His, I think, siblings stay back on Earth and just, like, act like they're philosophers on online info boards.
Okay.
And it starts out as a really small thing, and then everyone's like, these two people know what's up.
Damn.
And they're just, like, dictating everything.
And no one questioned it?
No one questioned it the whole time. Yeah.
That could be us.
That could be us.
That could literally be us.
Just with more capitalism in there, I feel like.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Like, imagine that and, like, 1984 like mushed into one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like we are the siblings, but we're also Big Brother. You see my
that,
vibe?
Yeah.
You see the vision?
That was poetic. That was good.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Just gotta drop truth. Okay. So I guess on a similar sort of wild note, can you go on a tangent for me about something that you've been into or obsessed with recently?
Oh, I remember picking this question and I was like, I should think about something to answer with that.
That's real.
Yeah. Something I've been tangenting on recently? I don't know. I feel like I've been, this is unhelpful because we're on a radio show about music, but I feel like I've been tangenting pretty hard about music.
Talk to me about music.
Okay, it's partly influenced by a class I'm taking.
Sure.
History of African American music. Shout out that class. It's literally like every week we get two playlists to listen to, and it's like different like genres or like kinds of music for each class, and we talk about it like in class, but it's like our homework to listen about it and then like write about it. So I've just been like finding a lot of good new music there.
Yeah.
And then it's just like really spun out of control. Like it's really like I was walking over here and like the array of music I've been listening to recently is just really quite all over the place. And it's been all over the place for a minute.
Like multiple genres, multiple time periods, all of it.
All of it.
All of it.
All of it.
Wow.
It's overwhelming to think about.
Are you someone that gets into like songs and will do one thing on repeat all the time?
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
If you look at like my Spotify Wrapped, my most listened to song is like played at most around like 30 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it really is breadth
exactly.
Neat.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
I thought that was an everyone thing, but apparently not.
No, I'll be on one song for like 2 or 3 days.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
I literally like, I listened to it 5 times and it's out the window. Like I just, I gotta get my teeth into something new. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is better, I feel like, for like background music. I think I like it more just in general if I'm like driving somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, even for me, after the fifth time listening to one song, it gets a little stale.
It does.
And you got to give it an hour or two before you come back to it.
Get it like refreshed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Just a lot of different tunes going on. I've been listening to a lot of like 90s rap recently.
Sure.
Always good stuff. I was getting really, really, really into Erykah Badu earlier this month.
Tell me about her stuff. I don't know anything about her.
It's ridiculous. Like we can go into song on like one of her, like I'll pull one up
totally.
And we can go into it, but like she's like so cool. She's actually so cool. Like I want to be best friends with her.
Yeah.
Like I was on TikTok earlier this month and like I was like just like scrolling through like being like mindlessly scrolling, rotting in bed. Mm-hmm. And there was like a video of her like talking about her outfit and she just like holds herself with like such poise.
Yeah.
And like she knows she's hot stuff. Like she knows she's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like she knows who she is.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, you really did that.
Really cool thing to see in someone.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
Yeah, and her music's just like sick. Like it's mm-hmm. like it's like R&B and like soul, but it's like vibey and it's like kinda like jazz, but like also kind of like psychedelic-y, and I'm just like, whoa, like what is going on? Like I want to listen to this all the time.
Yeah.
Like I can listen to it when I like am walking to class in the morning because it's chill.
Yep.
I can listen to it like in the mid-afternoon because like I'm like doing work, I'm like busy, but it's like in the background.
Mm-hmm.
I can listen to it like at night with my friends, like in my room, and we're like hanging out. Like I can listen to it before bed because it's mellow. Like there's just so much versatility there.
That is awesome. Earlier on this show, many, many guests ago.
Many, many moons ago.
Many moons ago. Maybe this time last year, I'm not sure.
That's a lot of moons.
We've got friends Zoe and Daniela. One of their housemates was on the show.
Fantastic.
And talked about the importance of multi-mood songs.
Exactly. So important.
Yeah.
So important.
That's great. You don't just like you got your sad boy music for when you're a sad boy,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you need something that is a little wistful, but also a little happy, you know, where you can kind of listen to it either or.
Exactly. And like people are like, tell me about like playlists that they make and they're like, oh, like I made a new sad playlist today. I'm like, oh, that's great. But like, is it like a sad slow playlist?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like a sad fast playlist?
Yep.
Is it like sad and like a little angry playlist? Like is it sad crying in bed or like sad walking at night? Like I need more than just sad.
Definitely.
That's my thing. Like if I make a playlist, like it is the most like niche, like random vibe ever. And like I will never feel that same way ever again. So I'm never going to listen to it again. But like I've made it and that playlist is like a time capsule for when I was feeling that one particular way, you know?
Definitely. And do you name them in an equally specific way?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Or like not even like sometimes I don't even name them. Sometimes it's just like my playlist number 104.
Sure.
And I just know what that means.
That's awesome.
I just know what it means. Like if you go onto my Spotify, it's like multiple playlists and they're just like maybe like 3 or 4 songs long, or like maybe like 7 at most, and they're just like
real
random, like no picture, like random title. It's just it's crazy.
Like these go together.
They do.
And I am certain of it.
I've never been sure of anything else in my life.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Another thing we were talking about right before the show was your involvement in a band last year.
Yes.
And one of the questions you put on here was, do you play any instruments or sing? You were talking a little bit about how you played the keyboard.
Yep.
Do you play anything else? How have you enjoyed playing the keyboard in college?
So I was telling Luke about this earlier. I played piano as a youth. I started in early elementary school. And then I played through maybe freshman year of high school. So it was a while. I enjoyed it a lot. It was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Too much stuff going on, so I dropped it.
Real.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're busy when you're young.
I was a busy I was a busy bee. There was too many things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I also used to sing.
Whoa.
As a child.
That's awesome.
I used to have this, one of my mom's family friends used to come to our house, and, she was, a voice kind of coach, I guess.
Sure.
So she would come, and we had, an old piano in our house that, I would also play. So she would come, and she'd play the piano, and I would sing, old, Persian folk songs.
That's really cool.
And she would just, write out the music for me. It was, also a really, helpful way of learning how to read Farsi, because she would write it out in Farsi for me, so I'd read it, sing it, and I'd go to Iranian community events and sing at the community events. We have a celebration for the winter solstice on the 21st of December, and there was a stage, and I sang on it, and everyone clapped, yada yada yada, but it was a whole thing for a really long time in my life, and I just completely dropped it, and I never talk about it anymore, but it's really silly to think about.
That's incredible, and it's really cool to hear
it's
about
super
too.
Silly, I would just go and sing for people, that's
what,
so funny.
Like, age range was
I was
this?
Between the ages of 8 and 13.
Yeah.
She moved back to Iran for family stuff, so I we did our goodbyes and I just never saw her again, but
yeah.
Yeah. We were homies for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
it's cool to be friends with someone that's a wildly different age.
Right?
Than you.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It's kind of lit.
It's absolutely lit.
I'm a child, you're a fully grown woman, but we vibe.
But we are friends.
We're
no
homies.
One can dispute
yeah,
that.
You yeah. get me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I used to do those two. Dropped them both.
Mm-hmm.
Came back here, started messing around with the pianos again in Grand Off.
Sure.
It's been fun getting back into it.
Yeah.
I also picked up drums last semester.
Sure.
I took some drumming lessons.
On campus,
yeah, on the kits, nice. Which was really fun. Me and another person from Beats, Claudia,
sure,
both played at the end of the year showcase with other people who were drumming. So that's how we
Whoa.
Know each other. We also rode together for a bit, but
I did not know that at all.
Well,
that's
now you
cool.
do. Now you do.
Yeah.
The rower to Beats pipeline is growing day
it's
by day.
Very strong. Yeah.
But yeah. That's yeah. pretty much it, I think.
Mm-hmm. As
I've played the recorder in third grade.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah.
I'm someone who's trying to learn kit a little bit now. Mm-hmm. Would you have any tips for me as someone who has recently walked that path?
I feel like a fun way to get into it is just pick out songs that you like and
yeah.
drum to them. That's literally so fun to do. I remember I'd book the rooms for 2 hours a week, and I would just go in and play songs for mm-hmm. fun, and I'd be sorry guys, I'm gonna go drum for a bit, see you later.
Yeah.
And it's just such a good time. Also just remembering that it's a lot of coordination.
Definitely.
With your feet and your hands, and you're moving so fast, taking it slow and slowing parts down and running them through multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff's always fun too. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And when picking a song that you like, trying to play along with it, do you get concerned with trying to do what is done on the kit in that song? Or do you just kind of hey, this is in 5/4. I'm going to find something in 5/4 that's cool.
Honestly, either.
Cool.
Either.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm just getting into it, I'll try to pick up the basic beat and get into
sure.
the rhythm, and then sometimes I'll make up my own fills or
mm-hmm.
Figure out other little ways to play along with it. I don't think I've gotten super crazy with finding my own time signatures to play along with the actual song with, but that'd be
okay.
fun to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I might get into that. I haven't been drumming as much in the actual on the actual kits this semester, just because I've been, getting in my drum time elsewhere.
Yeah?
Yeah. But who knows?
Busy person with a lot going on.
Busy bee indeed. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to jump to a song, perhaps?
If and then you want to jump to a song, I guess I do too.
So you piqued my interest about, remind me of Erica's last name as an artist.
Badu.
Badu.
Yes.
Let's find some Erica Badu to play.
Yeah.
Might just let you take it from here.
Click a clack in.
Exactly.
I'm gonna make sure it's a clean version of one of them.
If you are listening right now, you can say goodbye to our friend Emma, who was here for the first 20 minutes of this show, but is now going off to class. And
a sweet goodbye it was.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Like, I want to play that one, but it has a little E next to it.
Oh, that might not be ideal.
Yeah.
Just
let me find another.
Given we are still in FCC safe harbor hours between...
So true.
The hours of, I believe, 6 a.m. and 10 p.m.
Okay. But you can play the first one.
Excellent.
Yeah. Didn't you definitely you know it. You definitely know it.
I definitely know it. Here we are.
Thank you.
But we can also come back to choosing a PSA another time if we haven't found one that we quite like yet.
So true. I think that might be the case.
True.
Okay.
So during the break, we were talking about asking random questions to people you already know.
Yes.
And Erykah Badu.
Yeah.
And PSAs.
PSAs.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's what you missed here on Elephant Loaf with
Rana
and
stuff,
Luke.
Yeah.
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 Yep.
Cool.
So, do you want to stick on the music topic of conversation? Do you want to jump to something new,
something
different?
We could jump. We could stick around. Like, I could do either.
Cool.
I'm an incredibly indecisive person.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's very relatable.
Incredibly indecisive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. For the sake of keeping this moving for our audience,
yes.
I will force myself to make a decision right now.
Fantastic.
This is another one that might not be a great question unless you've got a story locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a strange, funny, or kind thing that a stranger has done or said that has stuck with you?
So when I saw this question, I immediately thought about like stories from work.
Sure.
Yeah. Because so many silly things happen at work. I used to work at a coffee shop in Harvard Square, Pavement Coffee House.
Mm-hmm.
Formerly, no longer. And I work at Diesel.
Woo.
In Davis Square.
Been meaning to get a Diesel breakfast sandwich for the last year.
Come by and visit. I am working after the holiday break, so.
Oh, wow.
Come the 28th, I'll be there.
Nice.
Making sandwiches.
Incredible.
Yeah. Anyways, I was going through my notes app the other day, and I found a notes app of things that people had said to me at work.
That's awesome.
And it was so funny. It's titled, Actual Things Real Customers Have Said to Me. And it's just super silly. If you want, you can read through them.
I would love to,
please,
if you don't mind.
Please.
Oh my gosh.
They're super silly.
Wow.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let the listeners know.
Okay,
like,
you
pick them. I'll elaborate.
You should go to Comic-Con. You would be a celebrity is the first one here. That's the second one. We'll get back to the first one.
Okay, yeah.
But
the backstory with that one, I think the first couple ones were actually all the same interaction.
Sure.
But I was at work one day. I was behind this espresso machine, and I was wearing a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Just like kind of... I don't know, like fairly standard for me, I feel like.
Real.
I like them.
They're good.
I watched TMNT as a child.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you have a favorite?
I do.
Yeah?
Guess which one?
Ooh, Mikey?
No.
No. I
think
like
about
Donatello,
my favorite color.
But I... Oh, Donatello then.
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go.
He was a fave. I did have a crush
Real.
On him, I will say.
That's so valid.
yeah. I did. I'm not ashamed to say it. But yeah,
mm-hmm.
Donnie was my favorite for sure. Leo and Mikey tied for second. Raph, I was not a fan of.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
He kind of scared me.
I feel like you would either like Leo or Raph,
yeah.
but not both. And everyone likes Mikey, but some people love Mikey.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you love Mikey, I know exactly the type of person you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Are you a Mikey fan?
Donatello was my favorite
okay.
growing
see,
up.
Okay. See, eye to eye.
We do.
You understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah. You get it.
Any sort of like trinkety tinkering
yes.
character
yes.
in a group. I
exactly.
I always really
I just
was
immediately
to.
Am like this one.
It's like
I
you're
like
cool.
This one. Yeah, you're cool.
Absolutely.
You're creative.
So was that said just because you were wearing a TMNT shirt? Was it like you should go as April or one of the turtles, I don't
know like where the Comic-Con like conversation came out of, but so he saw the shirt and he was like just like I guess like struck up conversation like we were talking about the new movie that had come out that I still haven't seen.
The one with the really cool animation style
that came out
2 months ago?
Yeah, this was over the summer, so like around then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he was like, oh, like, have you seen it? And I was like, oh, no, like, yada, yada, yada. It's like also like a Saturday morning. It's like maybe like 8 in the morning. Like it's early. Like
yeah.
we just opened. We're talking about the show. Like we're talking about the movie. And then he's like, oh, like, have you gone to like this like Comic-Con like type festival that's like in Boston right now, like you should
mm-hmm.
go. I was like, oh no, like my brother's into that stuff, like I think he went with his friends, like
yeah.
but like I like don't really like I'm just not the type to go to those, like
that's fair.
Yeah, like I just
yeah
yeah Yeah. And then we were just talking, he was like, you seem like a really free person. Like,
so that was the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one, yeah. So he was like, you seem like a really free person. Like, you could be like a street DJ and your name could be DJ Boho. Because I guess I look boho. Do I look if you saw me on the street, would you be like, that person's boho?
I don't know what boho is.
Bohemian.
So that was my leading guess.
Yes.
I don't think that's what I would jump to,
right?
Personally.
I don't know. Maybe I was like looking particularly bohemian that day. I don't think I was wearing like a camo hat, like, and cargo shorts. I don't. I feel like that's like Gen Z, if anything. Like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
With like a little cropped like TMN T-shirt that I got from like the kids section of Savers.
That's like that's Gen Z.
Yeah, it's like Gen Z to its core.
Like. Tech wear almost, you know,
like stacked jewelry, like rings, bracelets, necklaces, like nose piercing. Like, it's like you saw me and you said DJ Boho. That's what you thought,
yeah,
immediately.
Is also just a strong thing to say to someone.
If
I would say
you don't even know me.
Yep,
you're coming up to me as someone who doesn't know me.
Just you look free. You look like a free person. You look like you could be a street DJ.
Uh huh.
I'm gonna level with you. I don't know. There aren't a lot of discs in the street, and so I don't know what you would jockey in the street.
I really don't. I couldn't. I feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
I was just as lost.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So there you go. People do just kind of say wild things.
They really do. It's like, as you as a stranger are really going to look to me, someone you don't know, and say that out loud. You thought about this in your head, and you said, yeah, I'm going to say that out loud.
I'm going to just keep going.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep talking about this. I'm not going to walk away with any shred of dignity. I'm going to beat this to the ground. I'm going to keep talking about it.
In for a penny, in for a pound. Oh, that's how I feel about internet comments sometimes.
Yeah.
A lot of the time I just like give a little like and then I leave. And that's the extent of my interaction.
Yeah, but sometimes like, do you see like the people like having full blown arguments in like the comment section? They're like tagging each other like back and forth and back and forth. It's like, dude, you left this comment 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
What are you still doing? Checking up on this video to see if someone responded to your little like thing about your thoughts on this sandwich. Like, just let it go.
Yeah.
Go to your homework. Take a shower.
Like, I don't have much
take
going on in my life, but like,
go touch some grass.
Fold some laundry right now. You know, like, there are things that I could be doing.
I could pick some things up off my floor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
My room could be cleaner, I will admit.
I could go call my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Before one of these shows once, I ran into a friend who, and I was like, I've got 5 minutes. What should I do? My friend was like, call your mom, tell her that you love her and it'll make her day.
Yeah.
I call my mom and I go, Mom, I love you. And she goes, Luke, what's wrong? She goes, Luke, are you in trouble right now?
Is something wrong? Are you okay?
Luke, is something... yeah.
Are you okay?
It's like, I appreciate the call, but what's going on? Like, that's real.
Only a sign to call her more.
Honestly,
her
that's
true. Yeah.
That's very
true. She was just so alarmed. You gotta make that a normal thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it, because... At the time, we had our weekly scheduled calls, which for the most part have kept up until now.
Yeah.
Every now and then there's a week we miss. We're like, this week, I'm going to see them tomorrow. So like...
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going back home for Thanksgiving?
I am, yeah.
And you're from...
Concord, Massachusetts.
Concord, yeah. That's
just
so
a
close.
Quick drive.
Yeah, a little speedy little...
Are you going back home?
So I grew up in Brookline.
Right.
But my family moved to Dedham when I graduated high school. So back to Dedham I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far away.
Yeah. It's like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
40 maybe.
Classic Massachusetts tough student.
Yeah.
Just like a little bit outside of Boston.
Like, it's like right outside of Boston.
Yep.
It's like just outside of Boston. It's like a 45-minute drive.
Do you go home much?
I don't go home much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Real.
It's not the easiest to get to.
Honestly, fair.
Yeah. 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 That's okay though.
Yep. Cool. Yeah. Let's see. Were there any other fun comments from people at work that you wanted to touch on before we jump motor off to something else?
I don't know. I feel like there were like the day-to-day like, oh, I like your outfit, or just like silly little things like that have always been nice, but
people were gassing me up at work. I'm okay to say it.
Like, if you tell me you like my outfit, or you are asking me what song is playing and I'm the one who's on music today, like my ego's immediately gonna be bigger.
Absolutely.
And you will notice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah,
that's all right.
We love to see it.
We do.
We do.
We do. We do. We do. Yeah.
Kind of on that note, what's a restaurant nearby that you like? Like, let's take that positivity and push it outward again.
I was thinking about this. I've really been craving Dave's Fresh Pasta a lot. And it's silly because I ran into you there one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew everyone in the Dave's Fresh Pasta that day. It was wild.
Yeah. I was one of them. I was one of those people. Yeah.
I was there to get gnocchi and leave.
Yeah. But apparently not. You were running into people left and right.
It was crazy.
Yeah. It was packed in there.
It looked excellent.
Yeah. Their sandwiches, phenomenal.
Just great.
Fantastic. They have such a good like selection of like cheeses and olives and crackers and like little like snacky like random niche little things that I would never think that I'd wanted. But
if you want a bougie picnic, go there.
Go there.
Just go.
Go there.
Yeah, right now.
Take your paycheck from Friday, spend it all there.
Exactly.
You'll make another one in 2 weeks.
You'll buy jam that you've never heard of before.
Yeah. There's like a cherry chai one.
Yeah.
Or like a chili fig one. That sounds crazy.
That sounds
chili fig.
Incredible.
On like a cracker with some brie.
Mm-hmm.
Are you joking?
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm not
serious.
Either.
Dave
I'm not
is
either.
Too.
Every single time I walk in there, I don't eat like any like pork or like salami type vibe thing.
Sure.
But every time I walk in there, I am testing myself so hard.
Mm-hmm.
I am fighting demons. Like it's so hard every time. Like I walk in and I see the prosciutto and fig sandwich on the board. I'm like, I want it.
The willpower is at its strongest.
It's literally at its strongest. It's never been stronger, but oh my God, I am being tested so hard.
It's great. And then, so for me, they've got the little like fancy artisan sodas.
Yeah.
And you make a cola and then you put it in a bottle with a logo I've never seen before. And I'm like,
I guarantee I'm spending my money on it.
I need that.
Yeah, I'm
Actually,
sorry.
That day, I was just there to buy gnocchi. I bought myself a little artisan Coke
and I drank it. Was it yummy?
On the way home.
Was it yummy?
It was incredible.
Was it just like a little like Coke or was it like
great.
A little like...
It was a little Coca-Cola. Yeah.
That's so glad. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
That sounds fantastic.
But
they also have little like tastings in there sometimes.
Yeah.
Like they have like a person sitting in the corner with like cheese and wine and they're just like swishing it around, like talking about like the cows that this cheese came from. And I'm like, wow, like this is what I want in life.
Yep.
Like what if I just was a sommelier for the rest of my life?
It's just like authentic stuff. People who taste food for a living are...
I have
like,
so much like admiration
they've
for
peaked.
Them. Yeah.
You are
like at the top of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Like you are like self-actualized like to your core. Like
everyone loves you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You love you.
You love you. You've got all of your basic needs met.
Yeah.
You're tasting cheese.
Yeah.
For
literally.
Yep.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Okay.
Yeah. Let the people know.
The people will know. and if the exceedingly large listener base of this show has anything to say about it, you will find yourself a cheese taster.
Yeah.
Whenever you want.
Hopefully soon. We'll see.
Rock on.
Yeah.
On maybe a different food-related note, what's your favorite on-campus meal?
On-campus meal?
And do you have a Carm DeWick preference?
Okay. Here's my thing.
Yeah.
I have Carm preference if it's my favorite meal.
Oh,
which
okay.
is sweet chili tofu.
The tofu is so good.
It's so good.
Carm tofu is incredible.
It's so good. Yep. I will say sometimes they do miss with it. Sometimes they do miss with tofu in general. If it's sweet chili, I'm there.
Of course.
If you see sweet chili in that dining hall, guaranteed I will be there.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you.
Yeah.
That's
how I feel about the pakora at Carm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Also that. It's so yummy.
Super good.
Like, those are maybe the two best. And the sweet potato puffs.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the three things I, like, enjoy the most on this campus.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's really, like, nothing comes close to any of those. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Carm has higher highs and lower lows, and DeWick is more consistent
exactly.
in my mind.
Exactly, yes, yeah. Like, DeWick is, like, kind of like a... It's a typical Tuesday night. I'm going to go get, like, a normal, like... Can I be kind of mean to DeWick?
You can be kind of mean to DeWick.
Okay, like I'm gonna go get like a little mid meal from DeWick because it's like a mid. Yeah. It's a midday.
It's a midday.
I'm gonna get a mid meal and then I'm gonna do my homework in my mid room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And wow, yeah.
You know,
that's not exceedingly
mean. It's not bad.
Mean.
It's
yeah,
well,
it's
I felt
fine.
A little mean saying it out loud, but like I am thinking it. Like I'm not going to DeWick with any expectations. I just want to leave not feeling hungry.
Yeah.
You know, like if I'm trekking up to Carm, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I have ideas. Yep. I have a plan in my head.
You've got a friend that you're going to meet. Yeah. You haven't talked to them in a while.
There's a whole, like, I'm wearing a nice outfit. Yep. Like, I'm thinking about, like, how I'm going to, like, set out all the vegetables and, like, the rice in the bowl that I'm going to grab. Like, I'm thinking about, like, the oat milk froyo with, like, the fruity pebbles on top. Like, there's, I'm thinking about the whole nine.
Yeah.
If I'm going to DeWick, like, my brain's turned off.
Like the one thing that I think about going to DeWick is the ice cream machine working?
Yes. That's literally it.
And that's it. That's the only thought.
And usually it's not. And that's okay, because I was kind of prepared for disappointment.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I wasn't expecting it to be.
Exactly.
And so that's
exactly.
Fine.
Yeah. Yep. But that's how I stand on that.
Rock on.
Yeah. 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 Do you have a favorite? Do you see eye to eye with me on the tofu, or is there something else you're thinking of?
So, like, with the broad question here of what's your favorite on-campus meal, for so long the answer was Pax, which has sandwiches.
Which sandwich did you frequent?
I was a big smoked salmon on a bagel fan. Mm,
yeah.
Big Lox guy over here.
Fair. Big Lox guy over here.
Is it Hank Green was recently like, that's a really funny way to describe yourself, of just like, I am a big blank person.
But
you know?
With the right thing, it makes sense.
It's really, yeah.
And I feel like Lox is one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like knowing you, that makes sense.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel like Pax has declined in quality a little bit. Mm. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
A little.
Hodge is always good. But between Carmen DeWick, like, DeWick's location is good.
Yeah.
And I like that it's got an upstairs level that's mm-hmm. a little quieter, mm-hmm. that's got the nice windows and whatnot.
For sure.
But food-wise, Carm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I agree. I live right next to DeWick, so I just, the trek to Carm is,
yeah,
it's not for the faint of heart.
It's a journey.
It is.
It's, you're getting from one of the lowest points in all of Massachusetts mm-hmm. to the highest elevation around Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fact check that.
I won't.
Yep.
I believe you.
Thank
wholeheartedly.
You. Awesome.
Yeah.
We will need to do another PSA at some point. Here's what I suggest. Let's mm-hmm. go to a song. Pick a PSA, come back, talk a little bit more.
Let's.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Do you have anything in mind?
Maybe some Amy?
Yeah. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Okay. Pick it up then.
Hey.
Watcha.
Working on it. Here is Mr. Magic by Amy Winehouse. And that was Amy Winehouse with Mr. Magic, in parentheses, Through the Smoke. And I have just a little bit of a public service announcement for you all regarding autumn outdoor exercise. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you for that message.
Of course.
Yeah. Feeling like a new person. I'm going to go enjoy those leaves after this.
I know. Yeah. It's so sunny.
It is super sunny. It's also windy.
It's so windy and so cold.
It's super windy. It's super windy.
Yep.
Yeah, it's rough out there.
Mm-hmm. There's okay. Some trees that are still very red right now.
Yes.
And like there are some, not all the leaves are gone. And mm-hmm. I love that.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Soon.
This has given me an idea.
Yeah.
This, coupled with our conversation over break, has given me an idea.
Ooh,
which
yes.
is, we talked about autumn versus fall.
Yes.
I want to, do you have a favorite season? And also, do you have a favorite like transition between seasons?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I feel like favorite season is also maybe one of those transitional ones. Like, it's like the in between with spring and summer.
Okay, real.
Because, like, I feel like I usually used to say spring is my favorite season, because it kind of is. Like, it's getting warmer. Like, it's like, you have those, like, kind of, like, dewy mornings where it's, like, just rained, but it's not rainy outside. And it's, like,
things are, like, starting to bud and bloom.
Yes, bud and bloom. You need a sweater, because it's still kind of chilly, but it's not cold. You don't have a jacket on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like by like 4 p.m. when I'm like out of class, like it's nice. Like I can go sit out on the lawn. I could maybe hop on the train and go downtown. Like it's like I'm happy to be outside. Like the sun's on my face. It's not hot.
Yep.
I'm not sweating.
Important little thing to sneak in there.
It's not hot. I'm not sweating. But I can feel it on my face and I'm appreciative of it because it's been winter for so long.
Yep.
And it's just now coming out and I'm like, wow, I missed the sun so much. You know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
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 Any season where like the wind can cool you down without freezing you to the bone.
Yes. Yeah.
Is perfect.
Yeah. Which is also similar to like the August like to late September vibe.
Yeah.
Maybe like late September.
Sure.
It's like it's kind of starting to cool off. Mm-hmm. I can wear jeans and like not feel hot.
Yep.
I can wear a sweater, but I could also wear a sweater with jorts, you know? Like, there's versatility.
Mm-hmm. There are options.
Yeah, there are options. Yeah. I could have no sleeves one day. I could have shorts on one day.
Exactly.
There's versatility, and I appreciate that.
It's really considerate of nature to do that for us.
It is.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're okay talking about this, I would like you to say your interpretation of autumn versus fall, and just because my parents listen to this, some of my friends listen to this, I need other opinions.
I would be glad to. So we were talking about the autumn PSA, and I asked if there was a difference between autumn and fall. Luke said he thought like a dictionary term they mean the same thing, which I'm sure they do, but I feel like my brain I've always thought of autumn as a transitional between summer and fall. So it's summer and then it's autumn and the leaves are turning and there's that wind picking up a bit, and then it's fall, and then you're carving pumpkins, and then you're like trick-or-treating and making
and
Thanksgiving
it's the cold
turkeys.
Rain and
and the gray skies and daylight savings and bam,
apple
it's
cider
fall.
And
you get it.
I really like the distinction.
Yeah.
And might start to use it.
Hey, I'm glad. Yeah. That'd make me happy.
Autumn is definitely more poetic. I said that before.
Yeah, you did say that, and I do agree with you on that also.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want more seasons where they've got two names.
Yes.
That's my push.
Do we have any other?
Spring? I know, like, vernal is associated with spring, but they don't...
It's like the vernal equinox.
Yeah.
It's like the...
Yeah.
Vernon? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not like winter is called big cold cold or anything like that. You know?
I don't know. Summer? Like, summer doesn't have another name.
No.
Yeah.
Not that I can think of.
I can't either.
Yep. Well,
who knows?
We'll get on that.
Yeah,
we will make up some words and
we'll
get back to you.
We'll do some supplementary research.
Yes.
Yeah, on our own time. I'll hit up the Jumbo search catalog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scholarly articles only.
Peer-reviewed sources.
Minimum of 5 citations.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. This is traumatic for me. I just submitted a research paper this morning.
I have so many papers to submit in the coming weeks, so I'm scared.
Yeah.
But that's all right. I don't want to think about it right now. We're on air.
No reason to.
No reason.
All right. We got a minute or two left. Mm-hmm. Is there any final points that you want to hit? I guess we should plug our show that's coming up.
I guess we should. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. So a week from Friday, we are both in this percussion group called Beats.
Yep.
And on December the 1st, we will be playing in Barnum 008,
yes,
which is the basement lecture hall.
Basement lecture hall. Do you want to say our theme?
Our theme is I'm ready to start a family with you. Yeah.
Yeah. A winter rhythm symposium.
A winter rhythm symposium.
Yeah.
No need for tickets.
No need.
Get that out of there.
Bring your own storks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a good time, guys. Be there or be square.
Looking forward to it.
As am I.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
What an honor it's been.
Dude, it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And now we've got a concrete step-by-step plan to taking over the entire world.
For sure. This is step one.
And we also know that autumn is a more poetic thing to say than fall.
Yes. Yeah. Many takeaways from today.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. So we're going to try and do it in sync again.
Cool. Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
This is Luke,
Rana,
and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
I will be
here next week.
Oh, yeah, you will. I won't, though.
Yeah.
But see ya.
Final song of the day.
Final song.
This is Red River by The Symposium.
Oh, You couldn't have stuck your tongue.